Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Which is better, mediation, arbitration, or litigation, and which should you have in your contract? The short answer is that it depends. Mediation, which is the process of parties getting together with a neutral third party that doesn't make a decision but just facilitates the possible resolution, is always a good thing. If you can avoid a dispute before it truly blows up, you want to do that. One of the other things you could do in your contract is indicate that in advance of a mediation, that the principals of each company have to meet, you know, a week within the time period of the dispute happening. So arbitration is effectively a private trial. The parties agree on the rules. The parties will agree on who the decision maker is. It is potentially faster, the outcome. You can get to the outcome a bit faster, but it's probably a lot more expensive than you think. We have a client who is a marine contractor, and he is in a dispute with a general contractor, and the contract he signed said that the parties agree to three arbitrators to be paid equally. So there's a fee just to start the case of each side has to pay $25,000. That's the arbitration fee, and that's an advance on the arbitrator's fees, because the arbitrators get paid like lawyers, so they get $200-$400 an hour, times three, times an entire case. It gets very expensive. So you may think, oh, I want to stay out of court, so I'm going to arbitrate. Be careful what you wish for, because if you agree to arbitrate, you need to be ready, willing, and able to pony up when it comes time to pay those arbitrator fees, and they can be hefty. So litigation compared to arbitration is more predictable because we have this whole body of case law governing the outcome of cases. So if these facts happen, this judge said this was the result, and then other judges follow that. That's what case law is. So it's more predictable because an arbitrator doesn't need to follow the law. There's a pretty significant case recently where a GC and an owner were in a fight here by the Dolphin Mall, and it turned out the GC was not licensed, not properly licensed, and the arbitrator said, doesn't matter. And the owner won. If that was in court, probably would have had a different result, because if you don't have a license in the state of Florida, you don't have an enforceable contract.
This episode is brought to you by the Miami Construction Forum. This invitation-only group of construction professionals of all sizes and trades meets monthly for an informal lunch-and-learn session on current topics of interest, from getting paid and safety to bonding and insurance. To see the upcoming topics and request your invitation, visit miamiconstructionforum.com.
So that's an example where the arbitrator was not obligated to follow the law, and it couldn't be appealed or overturned, because that by itself is not a ground to overturn an arbitration, which is that the arbitrator didn't follow the law. So if you want some more predictability, litigation, a court case is the better way to do it, as well as you have the right to an appeal. So if either party doesn't like the end result, they can take an appeal. Unfortunately, it's slower, and while you don't have some of those advanced fees that we talked about in arbitration, it's still pretty expensive to move forward with a piece of contested litigation. And finally, remember, if you agree to arbitrate, you are going to arbitrate. You can't change your mind if the other side says, no, we want to arbitrate. So if you sign a contract and the parties agree to arbitrate, and then one party sues the other, right? The other party could say, no, we agreed to arbitrate, and the judge is going to say, nope, not in front of me, go arbitrate. So just be aware of that. The parties can agree to abandon arbitration. So if you and I have a provision that requires arbitration, and then I sue you for breaching the contract, and you say, you know what, I don't want to do this arbitration thing anymore either, and you file an answer to my complaint, then we will have waived the arbitration right and we'll keep going in court. But if one party to an arbitration agreement wants to keep it, that judge is going to keep you arbitrating.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.